M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you folding the pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's
pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know
what's
they
up,
the schedule.
What's up,
I ride by my lonely cause these niggas talent. And you know that
day.
I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling a nigga too.
Yeah, I'm decent. I'm pretty good for a hump day. I mean, it was a beautiful day today.
I'm about to say you wear yourself out being all toxic and
you gotta prep for the night, man. What you mean? I mean, it is what it is. It's okay. But yeah, man, it was a really, really nice day. Got a chance to enjoy it. Did you get outside?
I did. I absolutely did. Spent some time outside and just took a minute actually and went and got a massage today. Yeah, just totally enjoyed the day. So yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, because I saw you out there with the shades on and stuff, being all, you know.
Listen.
trying to start something.
I'm just out in the wind, grabbing some lunch. That's all.
I bet.
Call it what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but very, very eager to hear about our guests. You know, I know we're going to try to do Chris, but we had a little switch in the schedule. So we have a new group. Can you tell us a little bit about Healing Hearts?
Yes, absolutely. So Healing Hearts is, and I'm sorry, I'm actually trying to make sure they can get in the building. So, thank you. So they are doulas, and they're an awesome team, sisters, actually. Excuse me. And so they're doulas, and so we're going to let them, go too much into what they do. I'm gonna let them speak on that, but
okay.
From the little bit of conversation I've had with them and what I've seen about what they have out on their social media and their website, they provide support to women before, during, and after childbirth. When they're having babies, and I'm curious to see, I'm sure with the pandemic, you know, hopefully wrapping up, we've spent a lot of time inside. So I'm assuming that business has been booming for them, and so anyway, it's just really cool, and they're just really a therapeutic service for women and for anybody that's had children. Hi, welcome.
Absolutely. So I mean, I'm definitely gonna ask a few questions. Have a few questions for them. So we'll bring them on. I'm gonna be ready to rock and roll. But today felt a little different. I mean, the gas prices is up. So I keep telling everybody,
man, ready.
All you got to do is look at the gas prices, man. You're going to know what's going on. So I hope you got your plane ticket. I hope you got your boat ticket or whatever it is, because the price is about to go up.
I know. I need to hurry up and get mine. I've been procrastinating on that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. They about to get us.
Did you know? No. I looked on. It was, Skip Lag or something like that. It was from round trip from here to Paris and back, $128.
That makes me a little nervous.
It was Delta. It was Delta.
Really?
It was Delta.
Did you get the ticket?
No.
When we going to Paris?
I had no idea. I didn't get it. I didn't scoop it.
Man, $128, I would have gave you the money back, shoot.
Where am I going in Paris? I don't know where I'm going in Paris.
If you can figure something out for $128, man.
I mean, it's still there, but I mean, like you said, I'm a little nervous. It was nervous until I said Delta. Now you're not so nervous?
No, that's Delta. They good. They good. You know, so the first thing that popped in my head when you said that was Spirit Airlines. You ever flown Spirit?
Oh my God.
So my best friend, shout out Simona, my travel buddy, she says don't fly Spirit because they'll take your soul. They get you. Every little thing. You want a bag of nuts, that's $18, please.
Yeah.
You thirsty, that's gonna be a bill, a car note. Yeah, they're a little out of control.
They got an air bill too. I think it's like AC heat bill or something.
What?
I don't know.
They probably got to sneak all them extra fees and everything.
It's horrible.
That's crazy.
It was horrible. However, no knock to y'all. Y'all get y'all money, but those are people trying to get that was my first Vegas trip, Spirit.
Oh, okay. You probably didn't care. He's probably drunk. Don't even remember the flight.
This is what we doing? You can put my business out there. But yes, I was drinking. I was partaking. I'm not going to say I was drunk, but.
Inebriated. Let's just say that.
Going for Vegas the first time, messes you up. Do you know that? Because you go there. and you like, you know, get back the 4 hours, but when you come back, it's like 7 hours. I was like, oh man, the first time I did that, I tried to go to work the next day, it didn't work.
Yeah, no, I haven't been to Vegas yet. That is definitely on my to-do list, but yeah, I've flown out to like Hawaii and you know, that whole side of the world like that. Yeah, it hurts. I always take an extra day, always. Oh, man. Can't bounce back like we used to.
Yeah, it was years ago.
Sheesh,
it was years ago. Yeah. In-person learning, did you get the email? Like, they're trying to bring the kids back full-time.
No, I didn't see that. The one I saw today asked if people are not comfortable with them being virtual, if they're not comfortable being in school, if they want to go back all the way virtual. That's the note that I saw, so I missed that one. So.
Yeah, I think they're trying to move them fully back in the fourth quarter, full-time, in-person, virtual.
I wonder, like, what does that really get them? Like, we're so close to the end of the year.
Just
you know
to
what
say
I'm saying?
They did something.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying, just to say they did something.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't want a complete, total blank of no school. At least you'd be like, oh, we tried. We got them in the fourth quarter, and we're going to get hit the next time running or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, mine are already back part-time.
It's like PR. I don't know. I'm still not skeptical about sending my kids back. I don't like it.
You still are skeptical
I am very much.
So you're not going to go back this year?
My daughter's already back.
Oh, okay.
My son is not, though. So my daughter is doing Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I think they may ask her to do the other 4 days. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I don't know.
Did you let your kids decide? Because they're a little bit older, right?
Like, 10 and 12.
Okay, it's a little older.
Yeah, so I know my daughter needed it. My son, he's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's so funny, too. Like, really, it has a lot to do with their personalities, right? Yeah. Like, some kids are, like, such introverts, and some are extroverts, and they're, like, dying. You know, not being able to see their friends and you know, right. Be crazy with them and stuff like that. And some kids, they're like, whatever, I don't care. So, you got to go with that kid, right? Whatever you're comfortable and they're comfortable with.
That's stimulus, yeah. Other kids.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's craziness, but.
Speaking of stimulus and craziness, you saw it pass, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stimulums.
All of us know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
I don't really watch.
I'm just saying, though. Like, I mean, it passed Congress again today, so it was just a little bit different. Usually it goes from the Senate then to the president, but then it went back to Congress this time. They voted, and then, you know, everything is good. So, I don't know. Everybody get a little bit of change this week, next week, or the following, I think. I don't know.
We'll see. I didn't really get my original one, so whatever. We're going to keep hustling like I've been hustling. Okay. Okay. So, I don't know. Yeah. We'll get lost in the mail.
Like everything else, right?
You know, I feel good. Shout out to the postal workers.
Yeah.
Whew. Man, bless their hearts. I know a couple
checks
of them.
On time.
Man, just getting anything on time. I can't imagine. It's overwhelming, you know, all this stuff, especially, you know, people being so much more reliant on shipping everything, right? So, shout out to them. And that's, you know, they're putting themselves at risk every day, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed.
Tried this before and I tried to be slick, but it wasn't working. I couldn't get it open.
She just went in. She's like, you know,
that's
what?
That's what kind of day it
and
is.
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Halfway
big
through.
Cup, Chick-fil-A cup. Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's happening. Is that the Armour promo or is that straight tea?
That is straight tea.
That's straight tea.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what? First of all, I don't like the fact that he jacked half and halves. Right? It's been half and half in the hood forever.
Yeah, it's half and half.
And then he came around, and now you want to put his name on it. It's not. You know, it's been around since way before he tried to put his name on it. So, so I don't call it that. I call it half and half.
Sometimes I don't understand when I say half and half though. So now I have Arnold Palmer. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I don't like. I'm not gonna contribute to that. I'm gonna keep calling it half and half.
So. Half and halves.
Yeah.
Their tea is kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even buy it. I don't even support. He didn't jack it from the hood like they do everything else.
It's culture vulture. Dude.
Yeah, I don't like that type of stuff. So.
Oh, man.
So, but anyways, this is my straight tea. I was waiting on it. I was actually telling Presha earlier today. So I'm on the Peach Crown train. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I'm going to have to go to Peachy County to get it, to find it, because I couldn't find it anywhere around Northern Virginia. And then I went, I guess around the holidays, and they were knowing it's going to phase out. They started like jacking the prices up to $50.
Price gouging.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, keep it. But then I was mad I didn't get it then because I couldn't find it for a few months. Right. But now they
you
had
it.
Now. Yeah, after I was getting my massage right next door, walked on down to, over
you
to
treat
the ABC.
Yourself real
yeah,
nice.
And I was like, oh, they got it here. I don't have to go nowhere no more. So,
okay.
So yeah, so I got my little bottle and waiting all day to drink it. So.
Listen, I'm not mad at you.
Yes, yeah, sir. End of the night, the end of the evening. Just going to wind it on down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, where's the first place you're going to go? you know, when the outside opens, you're talking about the end of spring, beginning of summer. Are you going? Where do you have a destination?
So I'm not waiting for any of that. First week of May, I'm going to St. Lucia with my travel buddies. Actually, we went. It's a group of people of African-American men, women, and they've actually been going. The first time I went was like 2013, 14. Mm-hmm. They've been going every year ever since. And I haven't been able to do it like that. But this is the last year they're going to go. So we're going to go back. And it's really cool because the Jazz Festival is going on during that week. And when we went, it's built up a lot now over the last few years, but there was one location, the Landings, and it was like the one main place that everybody was staying. So literally, like, we were staying in the same resort, and we had like the same private part of the beach sectioned off. Omarion was out there when he was with Oh Girl. Actually, you know, it's funny because you look like her with that mask on. You look just like sort of April. You know what I'm talking about, Omarion's baby mom? Anyway, so they were out there. They were out there. Oh my God, what's the dude's name? Shaggy. Shaggy was out there, and he was actually in the room next to us. So we shared the patio. So we were out there hanging out. Just say that.
With Mr. Lover Lover.
And we saw them, and it was really cool. I mean, they had Mark Anthony was out there too. Like I said, they were staying in the same resort. Now he had, you know, his detail and everything, his security over there, whatever, so we couldn't really like get directly to him. But it was really cool just like being in there and just being like in a small little resort, you know, secluded area. And it was gorgeous. The water, I've been to several beaches since then. I've not seen any water like it. So okay. I'm so excited. So anyways, that's what I'm doing. That's the first place I'm like my real trip that I'm going on. So I'm ready. That's actually, I'll be there for Mother's Day. I'll be there. I'll leave the day after Mother's Day. No, when's Mother's Day? Do anybody know? The ninth. Okay, so I will be there for Mother's Day. So that's my Mother's Day treat.
That is well thought out. It's well thought out.
It is. All the moms, we there like. On Mother's Day, we three sheets to the wind. Right. You know? Can't get no service.
Oh, no.
So, nah. But it's good, though. I mean, you know.
It's very toxic.
Oh, no. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. It's necessary. You know, single moms, it's not easy out here, man. Mm-hmm. It's stay on the go.
It's
so.
Rough.
Yeah, it's that's why I'm drinking my crown.
It is a cup of crown.
There's no joke out here.
Cup of crown.
Right. Nah, it's not all crown. Most of it's tea.
It's all crown. It's all crown. That's all pour. It's all crown.
And she ain't
sharing. She ain't caring.
Oh, please.
And she ain't sharing. No, no, no. No, no. No, no.
You don't have no cups.
I was just coming in here again, getting home settled. So before I got here, so I apologize, but you are more than welcome to, please, anybody. I don't have any cups. I'm sorry.
Oh man.
But no. But anyway,
no, please.
See, don't you get the light off me for a second. I just wanted to make sure that I brought attention to the fact that it is National Women's Month.
Yes, it is.
So the other day was actually International Women's Day. So I hope you said, you know, shout out to all the awesome and amazing women in your life, and just, you know, giving them props for all the amazing things that they are doing in your life and around you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And so actually I thought that was pretty cool that we, you know, able to have our guests that are come in just and celebrate more amazing women that are doing amazing things out here in the community. And just also to just the impact that you guys have on our, just everything that's going on. And so with that, the fact that it is National Women's Month, I wanted to talk a little bit about femininity. Excuse me if I can say it. I didn't even drink yet. Femininity. Femininity. I can't say it.
I don't know. Drinking, maybe you get.
Maybe help me get my words together.
There you go. Take a sip. Get your bearings right. It's going to be a long night.
So actually just, you know, that's something that I personally over the last few years have just really been learning to get in touch with within myself. And, I wouldn't have thought, you know, years ago that I wasn't feminine. You know, I like to wear makeup and dresses and heels and all that other stuff. But it's really not about that. It's about a balance of energy, you know what I'm saying, within ourselves. And we all have it. We all have feminine, men and women. We have feminine and masculine energy within us. And it's also, too, like, not about your sexuality or sexual preference or anything like that. It's just really, again, just kind of balancing, again, that energy that's within you, like the yin and the yang, right? Mm-hmm. The light and the dark energy that's within us. Mm-hmm. And just really learning to, you know, one of the reasons, Pressure, I know why we work together so well is because I know we're like-minded. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, like, we like to just get things done by ourselves. We don't really want to rely on nobody or depend on nobody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just sometimes life circumstances kind of make you feel that way, you know. Right. And I know for a long time, you know, again, just being a single mom and some other circumstances as well, it's just – you know, it's easier to just get frustrated with other people and be like, you know what, forget it. I'm going to do it all myself.
Yep. It's easy.
You know, it is, you know. And
I'll do my own stress. I'll do all my bad all by myself.
Yeah. I mean, and in some aspects, yes, right? You want to be reliant and, you know, and be able to be independent. But I know for, especially for a woman, for me, I should say, for me, myself, I, something I've been really trying to focus on is learning to be open to receive things. And that's not only just, you know, like, physical things or monetary things or anything like that. It's just like blessings and opportunities and things like that. And just understanding how to kind of focus my energy on that, on being open to the world, to the universe, to God, to whoever you believe in, sending opportunities, sending blessings, sending things your way to be able to kind of get you in alignment with this type of life that you want to lead. And ever since I've been able to kind of open my mind and my heart to that, it's just amazing how many changes have taken place in my life. You know, when you approached me with this opportunity to start doing this show, when Dr. Z approached me with the opportunity to start talking to her clients, and you know, and that's grown to another amazing business relationship as well. And the people that I've met through you, through her, just, you know, various people and opportunities in my life I really never thought about. Again, in just my mind, I'm just like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna go forward and charge ahead and do these things for myself. And not to say that it, you know, nothing was happening, but it definitely wasn't happening like they are now, you know. And it's just amazing, especially, you know, when you kind of get, it just helps you to get grounded and more balanced within yourself when you open yourself to those opportunities and to that, you know, like I said, with feminine energy, it's the ability to receive things, right?
Feminine.
And so just being able to receive that, and also being able to accept help from people, you know, and just, and like I said, for a person like me, like, I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to, whether it's pride or ego or whatever else, I don't want to ask for help from, from other people. I
don't
want
to burden anybody else.
Yeah, I don't. And I'm not type, even though I know I'm the type of person that I don't mind helping anybody else. Right. It's hard to think that other way, you know, when you're trying, you're just like, you know, I don't want to bug anybody else. I don't want to bother anybody else. But, you know, I've realized and I've learned that that's actually a part of loving ourselves, is to realize that we deserve that. We deserve for people to help us. We deserve to have things come into our lives and be able to, you know, to accept those things and be okay with it. You know, it doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you any less of a person or any less capable. You know, it kind of sometimes takes some of the burdens off of you. And also too, like, it exposes you and opens you up to different things that you don't know about, you know, that you can't see coming, or that you don't have those same strengths, you know, to handle and to balance. So anyway, I just wanted to touch on that and just be able, like I said, to kind of encourage everybody, like I said, a man or a woman, you know, to just touch into that. And like I said, I realize that's part of loving yourself and realizing that you are worthy of those things coming into your life. And you, you know, again, loving yourself, it's part of all that and part of having that balance. So
I think that's another hard part to get around. A lot of people can't get over that barrier, right? So you got to depend on, be self-reliant, self-sufficient, not willing to go out there and actually ask for the help because they've been hurt one way or another when they've done it before. So I'm not going to do it again.
Or somebody throws it in your face or, you know, what have you. I mean, that's part of it too, right? Kind of learning how to protect your energy and knowing who you should be dealing with and who you shouldn't be dealing with as well. But there's just real power in that, you know, and that's something I said. I mean, I'm still working on it every day because, like, I'm just the type, it's easier for me to just move. I'll do it.
Yep. I'll get it done. Good. You
know?
You want help? Nope.
You know, I have to even remind myself that with my daughters, you know, they're 8 and I'm just like, you know, they're doing the dishes and they're like half jacked up, right, you know, no, still food. I'm like, just move out the
way. Move.
Just move out the way. You know, exactly. And I have to really, like, you know, try to remind myself of that, you know, like, they have to learn, they have to try, and they, and a lot of times, you know, bless their hearts, they want to help, and I do. You know, 10 more years, they're not gonna be bothered with me and them dishes. They're gonna be like, you do it all yourself. I don't
care. Gonna be calling them. You ain't gonna check on me,
right?
You gonna check on me?
exactly. So I've just been trying to like I said, just, and it's still a journey, still part of my growth process, but it's just, even having my mind open to that mindset has really just helped me expand my whole life, you know, and I just appreciate having you in my life. I try to tell anybody that's in my life that I appreciate them, you know, and I appreciate whatever you bring to me, if it's, long as it's positive, otherwise you can't be in my life.
Exactly.
you know?
But
I just appreciate you, and I appreciate, you know, all the things that I've met, some awesome people. And I already met some, you know, some new friends, you know, and business partners. And we've talked on the side of different, about different opportunities, business opportunities, ventures, things that we're going to do in the future. And it's just really cool. You know, it's just really amazing watching things line up in life. And, I just wanted to touch on that. I said, in light of, especially of National Women's History Month, just be aware and cognizant of that feminine energy within yourself and just tap into it.
Yep, absolutely. And I appreciate you being on the show and, you know, helping out and having, you know, real context to bring to the show. Right? I feel that this was a good mesh. It's going to be a good mesh going forward. You know, you bring in guests that I haven't seen. I'll bring guests you haven't seen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we know these guests because we're from around the area. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm helping you because I'm learning and, you know, you're learning and vice versa. So it kind of works out really, really good. Yeah. And it's a good balance.
I agree.
So very, very excited to see our next guest. But you have something else you want to talk
about?
Yeah,
just a couple of things real quick before we do introduce our next guest or our guest for the evening. since I brought up Dr. Z, hey, Dr. Z, I just wanted to make sure that I put out here that she is having, so for those of you who don't know, Dr. Zerline Chambers Kersey, she's an OBGYN in the Northern Virginia area, in the Dumfries area. She's been practicing for over 30 years, and she's been helping she's been transitioning into other more aesthetic practices and procedures and things like that, and just helping not just women, helping everybody to be more comfortable with themselves, doing non-invasive procedures. She has a couple of different machines that she's invested in that do things like they help strengthen your muscles, or how they might help burn or eliminate fat. The Mona Lisa, I remember you were tripping out about the Mona Lisa. So for anybody that hasn't heard about the Mona Lisa, it helps to rejuvenate the vagina, mm-hmm. And bring mm-hmm. it back to life. So she's doing all these
rejuvenate
the vagina. Yeah, so anyway, so it's awesome because she is having another open house. She had one a couple months ago, but this is for the Mona Lisa and for another procedure called the sculpture procedure. It's for body sculpting. So anyway, she's having an open house on March 25th from 6 to 8. So please feel free to reach out to her, even if it's just for a consultation. You can kind of see, you know, gets your questions answered, whether it's about pricing or if that's the thing for you to do or mm-hmm. what have you. She's always very open to sharing and providing information and guidance. So her phone number is 703-441-3555. And also to her website is www.drz.chambers.com. Like I said, reach out to her. Go ahead and pre-register for the open house. Like I said, March 25th. So I'm excited. I will definitely be there in the house. And so I'll, you know, you can meet me face to face, meet Dr. Z face to face, ask yep. whatever questions you have. And then also, too, one other thing is for anybody who's new or hasn't listened to us before. So, you know, I'm Natasha. I'm a pure romance consultant. I've been a pure romance consultant for about 2 years now. And so we specialize in doing in-home parties for ladies. We demonstrate lingerie, bedroom and bathroom supplies, bedroom accessories, things like that. So if you're interested in potentially having a ladies' night, we are kind of picking up the speed now as things are warming up. Women are kind of more in the mood, you know, to just have some fun, you know, and just get together with your girls, have, you know, some libations.
Libations. Rejuvenation. Yeah. Concentration. Now we focus. About time. Let's go. What are we doing?
Yeah, if you would like to either have a ladies' night of your own mm-hmm. or if you're interested in joining my growing team mm-hmm. And being a pure romance consultant yourself, just have questions about it, or if you're interested in getting any pure romance products, please feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me on Instagram at tparties, the letter T, P-A-R-T-I-E-S, by P-R. On Facebook, Natasha Woods, and then my website is www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods, and my information is on my website. So please feel free to reach out to me. And so just a couple of things I brought today. I was kind of keep it light because the last couple of weeks were kind of spicy. I know one of the things that we're going to talk to our next guest about, is that one of the services they provide is massage, right? For pregnant women. And I know for me, I had twins and I was huge and very swollen. And so massages were a way of life for me, especially towards the end of my pregnancy, just to help relieve some of the pressure, literally in my legs and my everything. I was just so swollen. And so being able to get those pregnancy massages were a way of life for me. So anyway, mm-hmm. even for anybody that's not, like I said, I went and got one earlier today. I still am all about that. So I have a couple of things. Pre-Romance has, it's called Hello Libido. This is massage oil. And for anybody that's maybe a little pick-me-up, and I've gotten those questions and comments before many times about, you know, maybe how can I reinvigorate my libido, my sex life? You know, we don't have much of a sex drive. It's from the Healthy Living line that's done by Pure Romance. So we have Hello Libido is a massage oil that you can use. And I know that, oh, here you go. I know that the ladies have some other massage oils as well, that are some other essential oils as well.
Told you, massage libation. And, relaxation.
Yeah, and I already showed in another show, but then, you know, it's something you can use with our massage gloves. They're awesome. They have different textures on either side to use it with. And I didn't even think about bringing batteries out here, but I have another. This is called the Heartthrob. And so it's got vibrators. These are vibrators right here that you stick into this heating pack. And so you put this in here. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't bring any. Make sure they had batteries. I didn't think about that. But you put it in here. And this actually is a little heating pack that it's really cool. Actually, I really love these. And I usually give these out as gifts whenever I have my ladies' night. It's got a metal disc inside here, if I can track it down. And when you snap the disc, I can't do that because my nails are too long. Just snap the little silver disc. No, just pop it. Don't rip it open. Just pop the disc.
What is it?
Oh. So when you do that, it's going to change the gel that's inside.
Okay.
You pop it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Can you hold it up so people can see? Oh. Yeah. So it's going to start heating up immediately. Can you feel that? And you can hold it up. Actually, closer to the cameras.
Oh.
It starts heating up and changing the liquid. So silly. And changing the liquid to. Yeah. So it's a portable heating pad. So I know it's starting to warm up a little bit now. But it's just awesome to use if you're having cramps, right? If you have like menstrual cramps, or if you're just sitting. If you're just sitting in traffic, if you're out at the flip, if you're out on the, if you're, he's so silly. If you're out on the football field and it is cold, right? If you're out in the, I know, you know, you spend a lot of time out on the football field and it's cold out there.
Yeah, sure.
You don't spend time out on the football field?
I do spend time on the football.
Okay, when it gets cold outside, you can do something.
I got it.
Okay.
You can sell me.
You can stick it in your, you know, in your, under your, you can stick it under your scarf or just whatever, just help you stay warm. And it's just a really cool little thing. And like I said, and it's reusable. You can reuse it hundreds of times. All you have to do to reuse it, is stick it in a pot of boiling water for 10 minutes. And then it turns back to that liquid that it was, the liquid form that it was before when I first handed it to you. But it's a really cool gift. Like I said, I give it to men, women,
this thing is nice.
Everybody. Isn't it cool? I love that thing. Yeah. Like I said, I give them, those are my favorite gifts to give to people. So like I said, if your knees sore, bothering you, whatever, it's a portable heating pad, right? And who could not use at some point in time a heating pad, right? And so like I said, it's supposed to be reusable. You don't have to worry about any cords or anything like that. So anyway, I just wanted to show you that. Like I said, if it's something that, you know, use it on your massage, and you can, like I said, stick the vibrators with it as well. Something that you might be interested in, like I said, you can just, visit my website. It says pureromance.com/Natasha Woods, and it's available. And oh yeah, and forgot to say, if you mention BYOV, you get 10% off whatever your purchase is. So that's it for me.
Wait, so when I put this, it's gonna turn back into liquid
when you put it in a pot of boiling water? So you put it in a pot of boiling water for 10 minutes, and then you have to let it cool. After you take it out, let it cool, and it'll turn back into the liquid form. So like this, back to this.
And then you just break the metal thing.
Yep, just pop the disc inside and it turns back over again. That's what I gave to Erin when she had her ladies night.
How long does this last?
So you can use it hundreds of times.
No, like the heat.
The heat lasts about 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean that's cool. I said if you get the one, so we have them where they sell them just the heating pad by itself, the hot hearts, and that's just one. But if you get the one that has the vibrators in there, there's two in there, so you can put it in there. You know, like I said, it's got the little handle here for the little vibrator to hold it in there, and also too, if you can use it, I'm not gonna massage you again. You got a free massage out of me already. I'm not doing it again. So but anyway, you can use it, like I said, they got two in this one and then one in the heart hat, the heart package. Anyway, you throwing me off, dude. Anyways, so that's it for me. I will take a little break.
So yeah,
we can introduce our guest.
Absolutely, we're gonna take a little break, introduce a guest coming back here.
You gonna hold on to it?
I'm gonna actually take it.
He's keeping that.
Here, you can have it. If you want it, you can have it. I got you.
See, that's what I'm talking
about.
You're
welcome. You've been bringing me many blessings in my life.
He's okay.
Just want one?
This one.
Okay.
It's good enough.
You might want to use it on somebody else. They might like the massage.
There it is.
We'll be right back.
All right, y'all.
M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new
them friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fought in the brush. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you fought under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas telling. Snitch. And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Ben set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. Holding that water, won't spell it. When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't right. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose less, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, we'll solve him. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I blame, man, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he ain't moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got a power for the shit that he popping. Body explode like a shuck. Up out of one fold, put that on
I keep
mouth.
Me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
They will.
And welcome back. What's going on, Natasha?
Man, I'm excited. We have Tasha and Cynthia here with us.
Okay, welcome,
ladies. I just real quick, I just wanted to it's so funny, like I said, how you meet people, you never know, right? So I met this young lady who's an event planner, Miss Sharda, and Sharda Ricks, and she invited me to do an event in, we were in Stafford?
Stafford.
And it was a ladies' night for an open house, opening night for a hookah lounge cigar bar, right? Which I never in my life had been to one, and I don't think I've ever breathed the same since I left there. That was intense. I was not prepared for that. But anyway, I was just going around, just talking to people, and just, you know, seeing everybody was doing, and these young ladies were sitting there chilling and having a good time. And we just like clicked. We just started talking about essential oils and just different cool things that I'm trying to learn about and kind of getting into now. And so I got your information, and that was December, right?
Yeah.
And then we just reached out, and anyway, so I won't take all of it, but ladies, please introduce yourselves. Welcome. Tell us what you're doing, what you've been up to, what's going on with you.
Oh wow, you go first. Okay. I'm Tasha.
Hi. So Tasha.
Tasha.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
okay.
Gotcha with a T. I got that. My mom threw that C in there, so it just kind of threw everything.
Okay.
Off.
That's cool. It's different. It's different. I've seen it spelled a few ways, being Tasha.
Yeah.
I've seen it spelled a few ways, so that's different. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tasha, welcome.
Thank you.
And Miss.
Well, I'm Cynthia Jones Newell.
Welcome.
Right here, same place for her.
Okay.
Actually, I'm glad we met with you that night.
Yeah.
So,
me too.
Where we at now?
Me too. Yeah. You never know. And so, you ladies from this area?
Not exactly. No.
No.
Where you from?
So I'm originally from New Hampshire.
Oh wow. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
That's definitely different.
Yeah. I've never been up there. I've heard it's beautiful though.
Oh, it is.
I've heard it's beautiful. One day I'll go up there.
Oh, so we'll fall in love.
Yeah. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, me, I'm all over.
Okay.
My father was in the military.
Okay.
Family is from VA.
Okay. Okay, so, cool.
Yeah. What part?
Oh, the countryside.
Which one? Suffolk?
Oh, no. That's on the other side of the water. Northern Neck. Right in the area of near Tappahannock.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard of.
Like Chris Brown.
Yeah. Over that area. Once you pass Tappahannock, you're at Estes County. And
okay.
You keep going and going and going.
I think I got a speeding ticket out there.
Oh, don't let me in. Don't.
Is that 301? You take 301 to get good?
Sometimes, but we can take Route 1 and 17.
Okay. There. Okay. Yeah. It's like a general idea. Okay. Well, so ladies, I know that you all are doulas, right? Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about what you do. What does that mean for anybody who's not familiar or not heard of it? What does that mean?
Sure. You want to go? You know it don't matter to me. But well, first of all, to just kind of give you a little piggyback of how we end up starting it was due to the fact of our past experiences with birthing. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people don't know what a doula really is. Mm-hmm. First time they hear, what is that? So a birthing mm-hmm. doula is someone who is just a servant next to a midwife.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. we're still participating in the birth and coaching you through your birthing process, mm-hmm. where we still give you the outline of what one of the doctors that you mentioned will tell you what it is that you need to do depending on your pregnancy and the type of pregnancy you're having.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And depending on the birth that you want. Mm-hmm. So whether you want to have a birth in a hospital mm-hmm. or if you want to have a home birth, if you want to have a water birth, mm-hmm. if you want to have a non-medicated birth, mm-hmm. if you want to have a natural birth.
Okay.
So depending on your perfect vision of your birth that you want, mm-hmm. then we will be your mouthpiece for you.
Okay.
And we will, you know, give you the bylaws, your rights, your birthing bill of rights of what you, you know, what you are entitled to.
Okay.
So we will tell you and help you and say, okay, well, according to the Virginia law, you can ask for, I don't want delayed clamping.
Like, hold on once. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know there were like laws involved in yes. having a baby.
Yes, it is.
And I have babies. Like, so, how did I? I never knew that.
So like with the clamping, you know, the baby gets all their nutrition through the umbilical cord mm-hmm. and the placenta. So, you know, like when the baby's born, they immediately clamp the cord and cut the cord mm-hmm. immediately. Mm-hmm. Well, they're cutting off the baby's supply. Mm-hmm. They're cutting off the nutrition that the baby is getting. Mm-hmm. So you can say, I don't want the clamping to happen. The cord is supposed to go completely a grayish white. That means the baby has gotten their full nutrition mm-hmm. out of, and the placenta is supposed to go like a tarish black.
Okay.
That means the baby has gotten everything that it needs
okay.
to be successful in this life. And when the baby comes out, and you see some doctors, they'll pull, you know, the baby will come out and you'll see the doctor take the umbilical cord and go like this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you ever had a brain freeze?
Yeah.
They've just given the baby a brain freeze. They've just taken all the nutrition and just,
oh my God,
just mm-hmm. jolted your baby with 9-10 months of DNA, nutrition, and fluid all at once.
Wow.
And they just jolted it. Mm-hmm. Some hospitals allow you to get 1 or 2 minutes of wow. delayed clamping.
But you're supposed to have it longer than that.
But you're supposed to have at least 10 minutes. 10, wow. 15. 30 is optimal.
Mm-hmm. So why don't they do that? I mean, is it just... Why don't they? Like, it, I mean, you wouldn't think if you're in the hospital for a couple of days, whatever, anyway. Like, what is that extra? Why don't they just give you those because few extra minutes?
That's not what they're there for.
Everything okay. is money.
They're just there to mm-hmm. birth babies.
I mean, but if so, I guess if they're doing the same action anyway, I just don't understand like what the difference. They just don't care. Is that
because
it is?
Their really time is money?
Okay.
So the more time they spend with you, mm-hmm. the less money they're making, because then that's taking time from the next
client,
the next baby, or patient, or whatever yeah. to come through.
Wow.
So perfect example. We had a girlfriend that had that had her child mm-hmm. and they went through the whole process, and then they was like, she had the baby on the floor. And the doctor came in. He was like, well, that was the easiest couple thousand I made. Mm-hmm. And he turned around and walked out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And she was, you know, going through the process.
Right.
And when you're in active labor, everybody knows, if you're not already in water, the water's supposed to be comfortable. It's supposed to be like room temperature.
Okay.
But they put her in hot water. Oh, that God. Stops the labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put her in hot water, and then her water, she was, you know, upset because it was, one, hot, mm-hmm. and then two, her water, she had already lost her plug and everything had happened, and she was trying to get out of the tub, and when she got out of the tub, that's when the plug came and her water broke and all that good stuff, and she ended up on the bathroom floor. Mm. She's pushing for the nurses and everybody, nobody came until after the baby was crowning.
Mm-hmm. She's in the hospital.
She is in the hospital. Wow. Then the doctor came in after.
Yeah, so he didn't do nothing. Like you said, he made free money that day.
He did. And it was just her and her husband in the room. Yes.
Wow.
And the baby was born on the bathroom floor of the hospital.
Wow. Yeah, I could imagine being pretty upset about that. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
And the sad thing about that is a lot of times, you know, especially when you're African-American or, you know, African-American, Black American, whatever you want to call it, we don't get catered to the manner we should be catered to. And a lot of times, if you haven't noticed recently, all last year and the year before and 5 years ago, the high ratings of Black women having birth issues.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
And that's the thing, you see that happens a lot. And a lot of times, again, you don't have that mouthpiece. And the best person that sometimes you need the most, if you're married, is your spouse. But then they...
Some of us don't have spouses.
Ooh, some of us don't have spouses, or the spouse doesn't know necessarily what to say.
Yeah, right, or what to ask. Yeah, of course.
And so after going through my personal experience, you know, and what I had to go through, I realized then that a lot of hospitals, especially up in this area, people don't know which hospital is best for them, who to go to, who to go to as an OBGYN that really takes the time and be concerned to hear you out, to really listen to you, and also accept outside sources that is able to help you. Because as you mentioned before, this the hospital is nothing but a monopoly. A lot of people don't know that. Yes, you have good nurses and some good doctors and some good midwives, but again, everything is like a contract. They just look at it based off of that and not caring about your health as they say they do. And the only reason why I could say that again,
been through it.
Yeah. I almost died on an operating table, might as well say. So that's one of the reasons why we decided, you know, enough was enough. It's not enough Black doulas out here as they should be, not discriminating against other doulas. However, again, it's not enough to understand we know our body. We know the making, what's made for us, what's been since the time of our ancestors, and not about what Westernization is stating. And like you mentioned also, there's laws.
Yeah, I didn't even know. You're going through so much, right? You just sign on the dotted line and pay the bill, right? Or the bills for everybody that walks into the hospital room for that 2 minutes or whatever. They have a bill, you know, to that it comes afterwards. And, you know, you're right. I didn't know what exactly to... And fortunately, I'm fairly... I'm happy with the doctor that I have, but just growing up in this area, I knew as a candy, I was a candy striper in high school. So I knew I did not want to go to that particular hospital to have my babies. I knew that much. ain't gonna call nobody out, but I knew that much. Right. So I was like, we're not going there. I knew that much. But, you know, unfortunately I was very, you know, fortunate because especially having twins, it was a lot going on and I really needed them to help. And so they were outstanding. I had mine in Arlington, but yeah, like so you don't know what to ask or that's the first I've ever heard of that. There's rights that have come with having a baby.
I bought the Bill of Rights, the patient's Bill of Rights, you know.
That's interesting. I'm going to look at that in a little bit.
Ask, you know, when you set up your birthing plan, you know, it goes further than your bag.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It goes further than, you know, your plan. Okay, when your water breaks, this is what you do. It goes further than that.
Yes.
It actually goes into, okay, baby, or mom, or whoever, okay, this is what we need to have happen when I actually go into labor. And I'm no longer able to speak for myself. I need you to say A, B, C, D. I need this to happen. I don't want this. I want this. You know, and you need that person to be your mouthpiece.
Your advocate.
Right. And now with COVID, there's only one hospital that allows a spouse, a midwife, and a doula.
Okay. Okay.
Before, when COVID hit, they were making the mothers choose. You can either have your midwife, you could either have your doula, or you can have your
spouse.
Your spouse, your parent.
What a choice
friend,
to have to make.
Whoever. And you're in active labor, and you now have to choose, do I want my midwife? Do I want my doula? Do I want my husband? Do I want my mother?
That's a lot. Like, you don't already have enough going on.
Right. So,
and you should have to choose.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That
all came about after COVID.
Okay.
And so right now there's only one hospital that allows you to have all three.
So, speaking of, since you brought up COVID, actually, I was going to ask about that. Have you noticed, like I was joking earlier, but not joking, something I've noticed, in, you know, in my pure romance business is that, you know, obviously we've been stuck in the house for a year or so, right? People have been in there. It was literally to the point where pure romance was deemed an essential company because, you know, just things that people are doing when they're at home, right? So have you noticed an influx now where it's a year later, right? People have been, you know, you know, it's a huge influx in babies coming. Well, and also, too. Oh, go ahead.
Well, the crazy thing is because people were scared to go to the hospital. That's because they were scared to catch COVID.
That's what I was going to say, too. And so people wanting to have their babies at home more, right?
The home birth increased.
I bet.
Which
I would imagine.
Actually.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And that in itself is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because now they can get that one-on-one skin time for as long as they need. That cord can go completely gray-white. The placenta can completely detach and empty. You know what I'm saying? So there's more healthy, stronger babies being born in COVID than before COVID. And then there's less African-American women.
Deaths and
mortalities. Our rates have gone down.
That's awesome.
In COVID, that's which awesome. Is amazing. So COVID, this is going to sound crazy.
Oh, no.
But COVID has actually benefited us.
Oh, it doesn't sound crazy. I know pockets of people that,
in the birthing, in the birthing of our children and our families.
That's awesome.
It has actually increased our families and our mortality rate.
Interesting.
And so, you don't have to take a lot of shots, neither.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that when you're going into the hospitals, they don't even wait, not even what, a day.
And they don't ask your permission. They automatically start vaccinating the baby without your permission.
Unless you have your child in the room with you.
Right.
And even then, you're asleep. So you don't know when they're pulling a baby out of the room.
Exactly.
And you don't know what they're doing when they're standing over the baby.
It's crazy.
It's true.
But at home, you're at home. So then after you have your child, then you go to the doctor when you're finished.
Yes.
Right. Now, the difference between that we have to make known, doulas cannot cut the, we cannot cut the umbilical cord.
That's the midwife that does that?
The midwife, only the midwife does that. So a doula cannot cut the umbilical cord. So you have to have a midwife present and or your nurse or your doctor present to cut the umbilical cord because the law.
Right. And I guess, and I would imagine, I had a very good friend of mine who her plan was to have her baby at home. But unfortunately she just had so many complications and she was like straining for like like 24 hours. And I think eventually she had to end up going to, you know, the hospital or something like that, just for, you know, for their well-being. But yeah, you have to have somebody, right. And somebody else in the room that's capable of doing those things and making those calls. So, and just something that you touched on as well earlier, again, going back to the fact that it's National Women's Month, we were talking about just kind of the history of us as a people, right? And there's something when it was, you know, old times and we were out, you know, we didn't have as much access to the hospital and everything. It was more integral part, right, of women having babies, right? Out in the fields and stuff like that. That was what it was done, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. And that's something that I love researching on a lot and getting to know, especially I can piggyback off my grandmother, who was one of the women who helped during birthing. A lot of people don't know that. And who also was birthed by, you know, women of community midwifing, but they didn't, you know, back then they didn't have to be certified or have for doulas or midwife. They didn't have to get certified for that. That stuff didn't come westernized until later on.
Right.
And so by them knowing what to do and what herbs to use and what methods and rotations to use and what foods and nutritions to eat that they guided you to during your process made us strong. Like she said before, you had intelligent, strong babies. You didn't have to worry about getting vaccinated, you know, and these kind of so forth. So to talk about something like this, you said it's a great feeling to know what the body of a woman can do, what it's capable of doing.
It's pretty amazing.
Like some people don't know the severity of a woman's body. It has been said, who knows your body better? Sometimes, you know, as women, even though we mentioned, you know, the feminine side, but also your other half would know your body just as much more as you. Because they're paying attention, looking outside, from the outside looking in. And I got to give credit to the men because y'all really do. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, we can be.
Something's off.
Don't smell right. I mean, it's the truth, because sometimes you will sit there like, there's nothing wrong with us. Or when you're pregnant, you know, we go through them hormonal crazy moments. And then he was like, okay, let me back away, because I think she's going to sharpshoot me. You know, other than that, that is a good thing. So I'm glad you mentioned that, actually.
That's awesome. And just part of our history, right? And this, again, this is why, you know, I'm glad we got women like you guys here doing these things. And we want to have you on here to celebrate and, you know, and to speak to that and educate. I've learned a lot already. And it's 20 minutes for sure. It's amazing. But just real quick, because we are kind of getting towards the end of the show. Just, you know, you mentioned herbs, right? Then women knowing to, and I was joking earlier. So you're a certified herbalist, right?
Yes.
This is a phenomenal title. I love that. But could you speak on that? And also, too, you know, some of the other services as well that you guys are providing, and especially the herbal part. I really am trying to learn more about essential oils and herbs and things like that, some of the benefits of them.
Great. I'm glad you mentioned that. So a lot of times, again, everything around us is herb. When you step outside this door, you look in the ground, you see a dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
Herb.
Yep.
But a lot of us sleep on that to go pluck it. She'll let you know. If summertime comes, I'm plucking. Dandelions, clovers, and these are very essential herbs that gives iron, especially for women and men, but definitely women during a time when Mother Nature's coming on or when you're pregnant. But you still have to be a little bit careful with dandelions because they're still a grass weed. Okay. So a lot of times some people may be a little allergic to some of those things. But a lot of the herbs that what made me getting to the herbs was one of the amazing men who passed away back in 2016. A lot of people know Dr. Sabin. So, you know, again, before that, I had already kind of been into the natural side because I found out one of my great aunties years ago was a woman of healer. The woman is the healer. So a lot of people would say, okay, well, everybody should be a healer. Yeah, that's true. But who's the first person that takes care of the home? The woman. So you have different types of herbs that are out here. You have stores actually in our area that have these herbs that you can actually concoct. You can make your own tonics. You can crush them up and blend them in Shea Moisture products and use them on your skin. You can also set it with oils like she's going to be going over a little bit and let them set over time. That also uses on your body if you have eczema, things like that. You can even consume it. Coconut oil. And you can still mix oil, you know, herbs with that. A lot of times we just think coconut oil is just for cooking or putting on your skin, but you're not supposed to cook with coconut oil. A lot of people don't know that.
I make my sweet potatoes with it.
But see, you can't, because what happens is you're stripping out, just changing the chemical reaction to it, which is true.
Yeah, you're not supposed to cook with coconut oil.
So wait a minute, because I literally just bought like some spray coconut oil, like the whatever.
Sometimes you got to be careful with some spray coconut oils because it's a certain chemical that pushes out the oil. And so, you know, it's just like perfume. You know, a lot of the perfume oils, when you have the Fermente, it has a different latte. Because I used to sell perfume. They have an alcohol base that pushes it out. Because if the pump that you use is not a regular pump, you have to use a spray.
That's like an aerosol or whatever.
And that pushes it out. So sometimes it's okay, but you better off with the actual coconut. So like if I make me some quinoa, after I make it, I take a scoop of coconut, stir it in until it melt. Done. So, you know, little things like that, you know, because even what you eat is a herb. Your food is your herb.
And that's, to me, something I have a diffuser, like, in my car, I have one at home, I have one at my desk, whatever, just, to me, it's, like, calming, right? That just put the lavender oil or whatever in there, it just helps soothe me, you just have a lot going on, it just helps me.
You have lavender oil drops, you can put it in your tea, just spring water.
Make sure it's consumable.
Well, that's why I'm gonna get some from you guys. I told you I got some from Amazon, and I don't trust that. I'm not about to just eat it, so I just gonna put it in my diffuser. But I'm gonna get some from y'all.
You can put it in your diffuser, but you cannot consume it.
Okay. So yeah, like I said, that's what I'm gonna make sure.
I have the Amazon one too in my diffuser.
Okay.
But mine's I use all the time, everywhere.
It really just changes your mood. Right? For me, like it changes your mood. And then there's certain kinds as well that I use. There's a special kind that helps me wake up in the morning. It's funny because it's so strong though. Like I rolled it on my wrist like the second time I've hit my snooze button, and I really don't want to get up. But I know I got to hurry and get up. And my daughter can smell it through the vents, and she's so sensitive. Like it wakes her up. You know, just her smelling it through the vents, it's strong enough that it wakes her up. So
but it gives you a peaceful wake.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. Wakes my brain up, you know.
Exactly. And we're so in a moment where our body is constantly on a go, on a go, on a go, mm-hmm. and we don't mm-hmm. give that time to rest. So certain things actually help, you know, your hormones mm-hmm. and other things that go on in your body, which is very essential that we need. But herbs is very, very important. Again, like I said, a lot of people sleep on herbs. Mm-hmm. Take them, use them. But mm-hmm. as you're using them, you have to watch what you eat.
Agreed.
What mm-hmm. you consume. If you consume, you know, stuff like, okay,
fried pork chops.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Fried pork chops. Don't expect uh-huh. that herb to work, because, like, it's true what they say. You are what you eat. If mm-hmm. you eat fried pork chop, you're going to be oinking. Mm. So, sorry to say.
It's okay.
But it's the truth. Because then, you know, a lot of times you eat this stuff and then you, like, all over the place. Oh, God. Blah, 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 blah. Eat stuff that's alive. Yeah. Alive meaning that is plant-based. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice a big difference in your mood.
Okay.
No joke. Big difference. Just be careful, because a lot of stuff now is hybrid.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to really tell you. So you just really have to pay attention to those labels,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As long as it has seeds in it, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just look for seeds. Okay. You're okay.
It's kind of hard, though, now. It depends on certain stores you go to up here.
Lettuce and stuff like that, squash. And
yeah.
Squash, as long as you go to farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like, the international markets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Those type of markets.
Yeah.
Not like a chain store.
Yeah.
But okay. like an international market or a farmer's market.
Yep.
They have food right out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it generally has the seeds in it.
Okay.
So that's generally.
We have a couple in the area, right? Mm-hmm. That pop up. Hopefully, especially now, it's going to be warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it depends on. Yeah. He's mm-hmm. right what he's saying. Because it depends on the season. You got to eat what's based off the season.
Okay.
Potomac
Mills.
Potomac High School.
Yep, over by Del Boulevard, by the Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Occoquan has them all the time.
Yeah, right there by mm-hmm. the water.
So,
they're popular
everywhere. So just one other thing, too. I saw, because I was just looking through your lady's website, I saw you have, like I said, additional services in addition to when women are actually having the babies, or afterwards as well. Like, if they're mm-hmm. having issues with, you know, you know, needing help with.
That's where I can.
Okay, well, go ahead, please. Please.
Because I don't want to catch.
Okay. You do want
to
take.
I'm trying to get her to catch.
Okay.
I do not.
We got to have everybody got their role to play, right?
Yeah, no, I don't
want to
catch.
Okay.
But I'm on the postpartum side. So I come in when after you have your baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I come in to help you and teach you how to take care of your body after mm-hmm. you have the child, and how to take care of your baby.
Okay.
And the mood swings that come in with it after you have the baby.
Yes, I know a lot of women have postpartum depression and things like that.
The hormones.
Mm-hmm.
be yeah. going, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
And so, I'm there.
Sound like you've been through it.
You've been through it.
I know what it is. You just kept going, breathing by, and like, right. I'm going to be a boom. No. Yeah.
Right. See, you can go, you can walk by us, you know what I'm saying? Hit the light switch the wrong way, and we ready to fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Wrecking up in there. I come ready.
Right.
I got an argument on deck. Huh?
Yes.
What? I didn't hear you.
Yes. I'm here to help you navigate.
Okay.
You know, navigate. Some mommies need
a little help.
A little extra help.
Yes.
You know, a little extra tenderness to get through that 24, 48-hour period. Mm-hmm. Some need a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And also to help the partner, you know, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. This is how you help her. And this, you know, whatever. So
yes.
then that's where I come in.
Yes.
I also help with the mommies that lost their treasures. We call the babies treasures.
Yes. Mm.
I lost 7.
Oh, my God.
So,
we got some stories.
My last one was I was having a miscarriage and passing kidney stones.
Oh, my God.
And they don't give you anything. You just got to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And yes. so that's just what it is.
Wow.
And they just put you in a room.
By yourself.
You're there by yourself.
And I'm sure that's the last thing that you want to be is by yourself after
right.
going through something
they
like that.
They don't come in. They don't check on you.
Oh, my God.
And for my spouse at that time, you know, he was in there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he didn't know what to do or
but
say
he was
either.
Like this.
Wow. He doesn't know how to process it either.
Right.
They don't.
And they don't.
Jeez.
You know? They don't.
Hmm.
And that was 7, so he didn't know what to do. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So I'm,
ooh.
Being that I have been there, and that is my story.
Okay.
I know how to, okay, baby, this is what it is, and we going to get through this. Because mm-hmm. if I can get through it, mm-hmm. you can get through it, and we going to get through this together. So that's my end. That's what I do. I don't want to catch anything. Okay. I don't want no baby juices.
Well, definitely bless you, because I'm, you know, when you've been through things like that, right? It's even both of you, right? It's closer to your heart, right? You have that passion, that drive to continue and keep on, and I'm sure it's got to be fulfilling, right? And mm-hmm. satisfying to be able to help other women, and because you can really understand and really relate mm-hmm. to how they're feeling and what they're going through. So that's amazing.
But that's what brought us together.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know the story behind why we came up with this.
We went through it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean, she lost her first one, I was losing my seventh one. At the same time.
Okay, so I'm sorry, because I thought you were sisters.
We are.
So, like, sisters in, like, love and all, like, or, like,
so
okay.
We were, okay, so the story goes, we were best friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And three years ago, she came over and was talking to my roommate. They thought they were related. And I was looking at, you know how you come home from a family reunion, you got the program and all mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. I saw my grandmother's name and my great-grandmother's name in her program.
Wow.
Come to find out, my great-grandmother was the missing sibling of her great-grandmother.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So my best friend actually became my cousin.
Oh my God. You know what? Crazy. I love how God works and puts people in your life. It's exactly. not a game.
And we had already been close.
That is awesome.
And we had been calling each other sisters for seven years.
Because you felt that bond already.
Yeah, I felt it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
And that's amazing.
God, we lost our babies at the same time.
And then, so that's a whole nother bond. A whole nother, I'm sure, just inseparable, probably.
Yes. And it really gives you a testimony to share with other women. Because sometimes, you know, like she said, her part being postpartum, that's a time where people don't realize that it takes longer than a month, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years, because you're constantly looking at someone having babies or you're watching it on TV, and then you get that moment and it's just like, okay, when is it my time? I went through all this process. I went through the elimination and the feeling and just everything
to come home, getting the house ready, all this,
to get your home ready, and then, like, you got to get yourself together, then you got to figure out your spouse, because, like she said, you don't know what's going on in their mind, because they're showing it in a whole another light. They seem like they're okay, but men are fixers. They feel like they can't fix that, and they have no outlet. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, Healing Hearts is not just for moms alone, but it's also for the fathers.
And for the whole family. It's for the whole family.
Yeah. It's for the entire family.
Wow. Well, ladies, we're at the end of their time. That was, you just gave me chills. Both of y'all did.
Amen.
I'm so grateful for y'all coming out and joining us and telling us your story.
Absolutely.
Please make sure that you provide any information, contact information, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, people can do that.
On all media outlets, Instagram, Facebook, all of it. It's Healing Hearts, Tailor-Made Doulas, on all of it.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. On
Facebook.
All of
if
it.
They look it up, they can hit at.
Yep.
Healing Hearts, Tailor-Made Doula.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Doulas is D-U-L-A-S.
And that's on the Instagram.
And that's on Instagram.
But on the Facebook, it actually spells out the word doula. D-O-U-L-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again, ladies. I appreciate you
guys coming in.
Yeah, I love y'all. I feel like a bond with y'all. Like, really, that's phenomenal. Like I said, and that's why we're doing this. You know, we want to highlight women and people, anybody that's doing amazing things in our community, because that's I'm sure, an underrated service that people don't maybe not know about. I didn't know anything about it. And then they need what they need. Absolutely.
Just education. I didn't know this was, you know, a big thing right now. And I wonder how COVID kind of affected that. But that's good. Yeah. That's really, really good. I ain't know nothing about the placenta thing.
Yeah, I have some other questions that we're not going to go into.
We can do that off there.
Yeah, another day. So.
Well, all right, ladies, I appreciate you guys coming out. Absolutely.
God
bless you guys. I appreciate it. And hopefully we do something else later on down in the year. But thank you guys coming out. Y'all have a good night. We'll talk to y'all next week. See y'all later. BYOB. Go.
God bless you guys. That was amazing.
M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. I do. You know it's my way like Usher. My way. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.